This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. As Philadelphia and the state of Pennsylvania work to preserve federal funding to fight climate change by moving away from fossil fuels, a natural gas industry group, whose largest member is Philadelphia Gas Works, has asked the Trump administration to do a comprehensive review of those same federal dollars. At stake for Philadelphians and Pennsylvanians is $700 million in federal money for programs that aim to reduce climate warming emissions and promote clean energy. Susan Phillips of WHYY's Climate Desk joins us to talk about what the industry group wants to achieve and how it could impact the city's goals toward more reliance on more climate-friendly electrification. Hello, Susan.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Susan, please set up this story by explaining what the city's goals have been to use $700 million in federal money to move away from fossil fuels that, when burned for fuel, are harmful to the environment and public health.
Sure. So as background, during the Biden administration, Congress passed two large spending packages that would help tackle climate change. In December, before Trump took office, the city outlined all the benefits that were supposed to come to the city and the state, and it calculated it as about $700 million. These are things like tree planting programs, for instance, $1 million that would have given summer jobs to high schoolers at Bartram's Garden. It included $500,000 to monitor air pollutants at a refinery in Delaware City, and another $1 million for flood resistance for the Eastwick neighborhood near the airport. Now, these grants have all been clawed back by the Trump administration already. And all of this can help prevent pollution generally and also cut carbon emissions, or in the case of flooding, help communities survive rising sea levels. These funds also help cut carbon emissions from the largest emitters, which are buildings. Buildings produce about 3/4 of the city's carbon emissions.
And Susan, that $700 million is coming from where?
These two laws are called the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. These were passed by Congress with bipartisan support.
Right. And Philly owns PGW. Philadelphia Gas Works. How does PGW fit into the city's goals toward cutting carbon emissions from buildings, also referred to as electrification?
So overall, the city has a climate goal of zeroing out its carbon emissions by 2050. And much of that will mean electrification of buildings. And that means you wouldn't heat and cool the buildings with natural gas, but with electricity, which obviously presents a bit of an existential crisis for PGW. But we're not seeing a lot of movement on their part to transition. Instead, what we see here is they are part of a larger trade group that lobbies against this type of federal funding that would help the city explore ways to switch away from fossil fuels.
And now the part of the story that could really disrupt the city's goals regarding power production and usage. What has this natural gas industry group done to be in the way of the promotion of clean energy?
So in a letter that we obtained, they are asking the Trump administration to, quote unquote, review the Biden era grants and financing that would promote building electrification. And these things include, for instance, rebates for heat pumps, which would replace heating with natural gas and provide buildings with air conditioning as well as heating through electricity.
And what programs would the American Public Gas Association specifically target? What are their arguments in doing this?
So they're targeting two things. One is building electrification, right? They don't want any kind of incentives that would stop the flow of natural gas to heat buildings. The other thing they're targeting is, quote, the social cost of carbon, which is an estimate of the economic costs of carbon emissions. For example, the cost that would be incurred by residents of Eastwick if their homes were flooded. And they don't want funds that promote transition to heating and cooling homes with electricity. What they say is they're in favor of consumer choice, but they also say these efforts would cost consumers more. In other words, installing a heat pump is going to cost the consumer more than keeping natural gas to heat their home.
Got it. PGW is the largest member of the American Public Gas Association. What is PGW saying about the letter and its ramifications?
Yeah, it's by far the largest because it's actually the largest municipally owned gas utility in the country. So they wouldn't grant an interview, but they did say that they didn't know anything about the letter or the efforts to lobby the Trump administration. When I asked about whether they agreed with the contents of the letter, they wouldn't answer any of my questions on that.
And what is the city saying?
The city said they had nothing to do with this at all and that I should talk to PGW.
So is this money in limbo? Is it at risk?
So that's a good question. So a lot of the money I mentioned earlier has been clawed back. It's not going to be spent. The city was allocated about $19 million to look at ways to reduce the carbon emissions of buildings, which could also include electrification of buildings, could also include making them more efficient. And as so far as I know, that money is still available.
So it sounds like it's really going to be tough for the city to reach its climate goals without building electrification.
Yeah, the question remains about what to do with PGW. And really, nobody outside of advocates, for example, seem to be openly discussing options. PGW was ordered by the city to do a feasibility pilot project with geothermal. They recently announced looking into that in a school. But honestly, geothermal is already installed in a lot of buildings all over the city, including the police academy. You know, one of the things that's important to keep in mind is as the weather warms due to climate change and buildings get more efficient, PGW will just continue to sell less gas. So I think that's something that they're very concerned about.
All right. Well, thanks for joining in this morning.
Thank you.
Susan Phillips of WHYY's Climate Desk. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY.